The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlaha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Amen.
Daf Kuf Samech Zayin. Today's daf is being studied the Mishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem, k'nihenu b'gan Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Asher Emma, Miki Meir ben Jamie Jamila Elner, Fanalo.
We begin today's daf on Kuf Samech Zayin Amud Rishon, and we are starting on the third line. Amar Abaye, Hayman Deba'e Lemechve Hatimot Yade Bebedina. Person, let's say, needs to go to Bet Din and prove his signature. He signed on a shtar. The Bet Din says, Shimon, how do we know that that's your signature? So he has to sign his name, so we could compare the signatures to make sure that the shtar is kasher. That would be a simple case where he has to show his signature. So it says, "Lo lichve besuf megilta." When you sign your name, don't sign it on the bottom of a paper. For the obvious reason, it's because somebody could come now and write a whole shtar on top of the paper with your signature on it. They could say, Shimon owes me $1 million, and Shimon signs it. Therefore, it can cause him trouble. Dilma mashkach la acher v'chatav de masik bezuzeh. Right? Somebody else will find the shtar. He'll say that he owes him money. He has the signature of the guy on the bottom. Utnan hotzi alav k'tav yado shu hayav lo goveh benechasim benechorim. Right? A guy pulls out a shtar, and you signed on it, and it says on top of the shtar that you owe money. We take that shtar seriously. Enough that he can get paid from properties that are free, meaning from cash, from money that he has on hand. So therefore, don't sign on the bottom of a shtar. When they tell you to verify your signature, sign on the top. So they can't play games with you. They can't do anything. So the Gemara tells a story. Ahu bazbiza da'atale kameh da'abayeh. There was a tax collector. He came in front of Abaye. Basically, what he's going to tell Abaye is, listen, Hakam, anybody that you verify is a Tamin Hakam, I'll exempt from the taxes. Just, I need you to sign your name to verify these people who are exempt. So when they come to me, I'll look at the list with your signature on it, and I'll exempt them. Amale nihaze li mor hatimot yadeh. Give me your signature. Dichi atura banan. So when the rabbis come, mahvuli ma'a, they'll show me your signature. Well, they have to show me your signature. They'll show me the paper with your signature on it. Ma'avar nalehu belo miksa. I'll let them pass without paying taxes. Basically, he's asking Abaye, sign your name for me. Sign your name, and we'll use it for the Tamidei Hachamim. Anyway, ahvele beresh megilta. So Abaye is smart. Abaye knows the halakha. So he starts to sign his name on top of the paper. The tax collector was a wise guy. Hava kanagidbe. As he's signing on top, the guy's moving the paper, so his signature goes to the bottom. He's sliding the paper to get him to sign on the bottom. He's a wise guy. So Abaye says, "Amale kevad kadmucha rabbanan." Hey, the rabbis beat you to it. We know this trick already. The rabbis talked about guys like you. We know already, we're not going to sign on the bottom. I'm not signing on the bottom. He tried to trick him. Look at the Rashbams now. The Rashbam starts with Amar Abaye, Lo lechve inish hatimat yade. Adam, shesarich lechtov hatimat yado al klaf, udashlich lebet din, kede sheyakiru bet din hatimato. Rashbam gives us a case. Why would a guy need to sign his name in bet din? He gives a case. A guy needs to sign his name, and he takes the shtar, and he takes the paper that he signed, and he throws it in front of the bet din. For example, let's say you have Reuven and Shimon are signed on a shtar. Okay? You need to make kiyum on both Eidim. Now, one witness is not allowed to make kiyum on 2/3 of the shtar. I mean to say, is let's say you have now Shimon, one of the witnesses themselves, and somebody else, Shimon and Levi. They're going to come now and verify the shtar. Now, Shimon and Levi say, are going to testify, this is Reuven's signature. Beautiful, so Reuven is good. But they cannot also testify, Shimon cannot also testify that that's his signature with Reuven, with Levi. Because it comes out, Shimon is verifying his own signature plus Reuven's. So he can come and testify for Reuven. No problem with Levi. So Reuven's kosher. But how does he kosher his own? So he didn't say anything. He just signs his name on a thing and he throws it in front of the court. The court looks at the paper. Oh. So it's not that Shimon himself is testifying on his own signature. His signature is covering it. So in that case over there, when Shimon signs his name, they're telling him, sign on top of the shtar, don't sign on the bottom. Okay? That's all the Rashbam. I'm going to read it inside. כיהוד אמרים בכתובות פרק האישה שאת אבקיון ראובן ושמעון שהיו חותמים או חתומים בשטר ומת שמעון ושמעון די ואין מי שיקיר חתימת שמעון אלא ראובן ואחד מן השוק ומנהתם שיכתוב ראובן כתב ידו וראובן's name וישליחהו לבית דין ובית דין מקיימים חתימת יד ראובן הכתוב בשטר מכתב ידו שישליך בבית דין ואין צריך ראובן דעיד לכתב ידו שבשטר זה כתב ידי ובאין ראובן ואחד מן השוק ומעיד לחתימת שמעון ואמר ביקש יחתום ראובן להשליך לבית דין וראובן סיינס איזה נהם לא יחתום בסוף הכלף אלא בתחילתו של חלק מלמעלה שמימסאו אדם רע bad guy is gonna find it שביכתוב בחלק של המעלה מחתימתו, אני חתום לביתי פנוני כך וכך ממון. I, the undersigned over here, borrowed such and such and such amount of money, and therefore it's going to cause him to take the money away from him. Okay. Go to the Gemara further. Next concern. Amar Abaye, מתלת ועד עשר לא לכתוב בסוף שיטה. Now we discuss numbers. From 3 to 10, don't write at the end of the shtar. Why? Let's say you're going to write tilat. The number tilat, 3. You write it at the end of the line, the guy can add yud nun. Now it's teltin. You can turn it to 30. Well, the guy wrote arba', arba'in, hamesh, hamshin, shit, shittin, sheva, shiv'in. You leave it at the end of the line, the guy can add yud nun, and he can turn a shtar that's only numbered for 3 to 10 times the amount. So they're just giving you a warning or advice. Don't, from 3 to 10, don't put. Now, why not 11? Because 11, what are you going to write? Ahad Asar. So maybe the guy will make it Aslim. But then he has to put a Vav, Ahad Ve Aslim. When you put the Vav in between, it's too close. So you'll be able to see that it's a forge. So 11, I'm not worried about. But from 3 to 10, I'm worried about by putting it at the end of the line. Why? Dilman Bizayif Vechatav. Right? Because maybe the guy will forge and add the Yudme. Let's say it happened. You can't control it always. You wrote the shtar, all of a sudden, you have to, at the end of the line, you got the tlat. So how do you kosher yourself? How do you fix it? Repeat the number 2 or 3 times in the shtar again. It's impossible that it won't come out in the middle of a line. So therefore, the guy's not going to be able to change what was written at the end, because in the middle of the line, a few more times, you wrote it again. So that's the insurance to cover yourself when that happens. And you learn from the bottom. Okay.
What's wrong with 2? What's wrong with 2? How come 3 and 1?
Because...
You say 20?
Shini is not shiniim.
That's what it is?
That's, that's not shiniim, shiniim. It's the same thing. It doesn't help. Yeah. 3 is talat, talatin. That'll go to 10s. Okay.
The
last one
comes out on the
three.
It's only
2,
but
what are you going to say? Trinin. Yeah, there's no problem with 2.
The last one comes out as the last word, then
that's. And you have a problem, exactly. So it's saying so if on top it was on the end, write it a few more times in some way in the start, in the middle, and we'll always learn from the bottom.
That could be a problem.
That could be a problem.
Let's say the first one is the last word on the line. You're going to write it 2 more times. Right, and the third one is the last one on the
month. You're right. That's what it says. So don't continue writing it more.
Okay. Don't let that.
Don't be the last one. Ha'u dava katab tilta bepardisa. Okay, another case of a shtar. It was written in the shtar talta bepardisa. which means a guy was saying this, I'm selling you in my garden, the itli tiltabe pardisa, the garden that I have. In the garden that I have, I'm selling you one third of the pardes, one field of the one third of the orchard. That's what he was intending to sell, one third of an orchard that he has in his garden. What did the buyer do? The buyer has the shtar. So what he did is azal mahke legage debit. On the word bet paradesa, he erased the roof of the bet, vikar'e, and its leg, and he turned the bet into a vav. Vishavya u paradesa. As if it says, I sold you the garden and the orchard. Really, he only sold them a third of the orchard that was in the garden. But by playing around with the bet, he doctored it into a vav. So now the guy says, hey, he owes me the garden plus the whole paradesa. So came in front of Abaye. He told him something's fishy over here. How come there's a lot of space over here between the vav and the word pardes? Because it was a bit. So by erasing, the vav is far away from the word pardes. So Abaye picked it up. He said, why is the vav too far away from the word pardes? Kafte, he beat him up. Ve'ode, he ended up admitting that he forged the shtar. So he suspected it. He gave him whips, and he ended up agreeing. Gemara gives another story. There was a shtar that was written, Menat Reuven v'Shimon Ahi. There were two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. The guy says, the share of Reuven and Shimon, I'm giving to you. And it happened to be, he had a brother, these guys, Reuven and Shimon, had a brother that's called Ahi. But from the shtar doesn't say that. It just says Menat Reuven v'Shimon Ahi, the brother, the share of Reuven and Shimon, the brothers, goes to such and such. So what did the guy do? Havalu Ahad Dishme Ahi. He had a brother that was also called Ahi. Azal Katav Bevav. So the buyer put a vav. So it says Menat Reuven Shimon ve'Ahi, as if to say all those halakim are coming to me. V'shavya ve'ahi. He wants to get the halik of the brother. Why is that vav so close? There's no space because he added a vav in between. But there was no space allotted for it. Abaye picked it up. Why is it so close? Kafte, he beat him up. And he ended up admitting that he forged the shtar as well. How shtara davu hatim ale Rava v'Ravaha bar Adda. Two rabbis signed the shtar. Rava and Ravaha bar Adda. Atal kamed Rava. They came in front of Rava. Amale den hatimut yada didihi. He said, yes, that is indeed my signature. However, miu kamed Ravaha bar Adda lo hatimi li me'olam. But I never signed my name first. If I was signed with Rav Habar Adda, he gave kavod to Rav Habar Adda. He says, yes, that's my signature, but it can't be, because I would never sign first on such a stuff. So somebody must have forged his name. Kefte ve'ode. He beat him up, and he was modeh that he forged his signature. So he says, Amal ebishlama didi zayaft. Okay, listen, my signature is easy to forge. However, ela de Rav Habar Adda deratit yadeh hechi avat. Rav Habar Adda, his hand shakes. So it's very hard to forge his signature, because you have to write it with your hand shaking. He says, my signature is an easy signature, but his hand shakes when he writes. How did you forge it? So the forger tells him, oh, I had a trick how to do that. Amar, anhei adai amitzra. I put my hand on the bridge. When you walk on the bridge, you have the ropes on the side that you hold on. So when the people walk on the bridge, the ropes are always shaking. You know, those type of bridges with the ropes. So the bridge where the ropes are shaking. Just, I signed when I went on the rope, so it was shaking the rope. So therefore, my hand was shaking perfectly, so I was able to forge. The guy went to the bridge in order to. The Amri le kam azranaku or azanuka the katav. Azanuka, what's azanuka? Kam azanuka ala shivot dolin maimin a beer. Which when I bought, I guess it's the where they're drawing the water from the board, like a satchel, I guess, right? So it's shaky. So when he wrote, writes on it, it moves. So that's able that was to get the shaking over there. Kama zuka ala alef v'chatim v'kol gufo na'venad v'yadav rotachat v'chol gufo na'venad. So what is that kol gufo? He stood on the mitkan sheshuavim bo mayim min habor. He stood, I didn't even write it on the satchel. He stood on this, on the item where they draw the water from the bor. So that thing is always shaking. So his whole body was shaking when he was standing on that item.
Balance.
Right, exactly, to balance. And therefore, his head shook also. Okay, now we start the next Mishnah. Kodvin get le'ish, afal pi she'en ishto emo. Okay, halakha. You go to Beit Din, person goes to Beit Din. Guy tells the Beit, I want to write a get. The guy wants to write a get to his wife. So the Beit Din doesn't say, bring your wife here. He can write the get for his wife, even though his wife is not there. Because you don't need the consent of the wife. You can give the get, ba'al kurha, against the will. So the Din is, kodvin get li isha fapish in ishto emo. Doesn't matter, you don't need her consent. Ve'ashovar la isha, afapish in ba'ala emma. Let's say, lady comes to the Beit Din, and she wants a receipt that she received her payment for the ketubah. She didn't receive it yet, but she wants to have the receipt already on hand, that when she gets paid, the ketubah, she'll give the receipt to the husband. This is talking about a case where there's no ketubah. Remember, we wrote the Masechet Ketubot, in a place where you wrote a ketubah, so the ketubah is the claim for the payment. He would pay the ketubah. She gives the ketubah back to the husband. The husband rips up the ketubah. In the case where they don't write a ketubah, so now he pays. He has to pay anyway because tonight bedin, the bedin will make him pay for the ketubah. But now he wants a receipt, so she can go to the bedin and ask to write a receipt already, because it's to her detriment to write the receipt. It's his benefit that she has the receipt, because he's really saying that. That he paid the ketubah, so he can write the receipt for the lady, even though the husband is not there. After bishamar lama ubelvad shehem makiran. The Gemara is going to explain. You can do all this, but the Beit Din has to know who they're writing for. They have to know who the husband is and who the lady is. The Gemara is going to explain why. Because we're worried that maybe these two people have the same name, and he's going to forge. And write a get and give it to somebody else's wife, and it's going to be a whole trouble. So, Beti can write these shtarot, no problem, but they have to know who they're writing it for. Okay, who pays the sofer for all these documents? The husband. Why? Because the husband has the benefit. He wants to get. So, the one that wants to get, he has to write the paper the sofer. Kodvin shtar l'lovei. Okay, next case. Afal pi she'en malveh imo. A guy comes to the Beit Din, he wants to borrow money. He says, do me a favor, write a shtar for me that me, the Uven, owe Shimon $1,000. He didn't borrow yet, but he wants to have the shtar ready. So when he goes to Shimon to ask for the $1,000 loan, he gives him the shtar. So it's to the advantage of the lender over here. He doesn't lose out anything. So therefore you could write a shtar to the Love, even though the Malveh is not there. Because it's only advantageous to the Malveh. Shimon, the lender has no problem for the shtar to be written. Adaba. It says I'm owed money. He didn't even lend the money yet. So therefore, kodvin shtar loveh afal pi she'malveh emo ve'en kodvin malveh ad she'loveh emo. But the reverse, you don't write to the lender unless the loveh is there. Because he has to shell out the money to lend the money. So therefore, you don't write a shtar for the Malveh unless the loveh is on hand. This is obvious. Who pays the sofer? The rule is always the one that's getting the benefit has to pay the sofer. In a loan, who's getting the benefit? The loveh, the one, the borrower. So the borrower has to pay for the fees for the shtarot. Kodvin shtar lemocher, afal pi she'en lokeach emo. The seller can write it down. He wants to sell his house. So the seller can write a document even though the buyer is not there. Because it's his disadvantage. He's selling his house without the guy there. The opposite. You can't write a shtar for the buyer unless the seller is there. Who pays the sofer fees? The guy's getting the benefit. Who's getting the benefit? The buyer. The buyer always gets the benefit. So the buyer pays for the shtar. And kodvim shtare irusin ונשואין אלא מדעת שניהם. שטר אדוסין is the, not the marriage document, there's no marriage document over here. This is talking about that the... This is talking about over here, the Tanaim. What's the Tanaim? The parents of the bride and the groom get together. How much are you going to pay? How much are you going to pay? They decide they're going to give the couple money. So that's called Shtar Irusin. So the Shtar Irusin, they both have to be there. Both the sides are there when they write up the conditions. Ve'nisu'in. What's Nisu'in? It's Ketubah. When they write up the Ketubah, both sides have to be there. Ela midat shenehem. Ve'hatan noten sachar. Who pays? The guy that's getting the benefit. Who's that? The Hatan. He's getting married. It's because he's getting the benefit. En kodvim shtar arisut. Why? Maybe because he gets more money than usually. Let's see why he gets paid more. The hatan noten et ha-sechar. I would say because maybe he gets more. ועוד שהוא נהנה מן ההסכם יותר מאשר האישה שהוא מקבל ממנה את הנדוניה. He gets more. He gets the nedunya. He gets the money that she brings into the marriage. So usually he benefits more. So therefore he has to pay for the shtar. No, the parents of the bride give the money to the hatan, and the parents of the hatan give money to the kala. These are conditions that the parents make for the couple. Yeah, but that was
what is he
getting? This is the monetary thing. This is not the marriage. This is the monetary of the marriage. En kodvim shtar arisut vekablanut elam bidat shenehem. Okay, we know arisut. Arisut is sharecropper. Sharecropper where the guy works on a percentage. Kablanut is a person works for a certain amount. Right? That's his mom says that. הריסות מקבל סרד למחסה לשירות ורביע. That's percentage. קבלנות, כך וכך קוראים לשנה. A set price. I'll work, you pay me the such and such a קוראים per year. והמקבל נותן שכר. Okay, the one that's receiving the benefit, right, pays for the shtar. Meaning the worker, the guy that's going to get paid, he can get all these percentages. He has the receiver. The one that's going to get the benefits is going to get the right the shtar. אין כותבים שטר ברורים או שטרי ברורים. We don't write what's called the שטר ברורים. We're going to wait for the Gemara to explain what is called the שטר ברורים. וכל מעשה בית דין. מעשה בית דין, רשב"ם explains is אדרכתא. What's אדרכתא? אדרכתא is a paper over there where they come along, a guy owes money. They come along בית דין, after a certain time he doesn't pay, they say we're going to make an assessment now and we're going to start selling off properties. They make a fire sale on the guy's properties in order to get the money and to pay back the creditors. Now, that's usually to the disadvantage because when the Beit Din sells it, they sell it cheap just in order to... So they have to warn the guy, hey, listen, if you don't pay, we're writing an adrachta against your properties. So these, what's called the ma'aseh Beit Din, ela midat shenehem. That has to be done in front of both parties over there. Because it's a disadvantage to the guy, because you have to give him a warning also. Look at Rashbam. Kol ma'aseh bet din kegon adrachta. Temodi'in lelove vazilu para beterem sheikhtov. Exactly. You tell the love so he'll pay before they write this adrachta against his properties. Ushnehem notim sachar. In these cases over here, both have to pay the fees to the bet din. Rashbam gomer, lishnehem kodvim, shenayim laze. שניים, לזה לעצמו ולזה לעצמו. The Rashbam says that in a certain case, which I will explain, you have to write two shtarot. Both. You don't write one shtar. In a certain case, you have to write two shtarot. We'll see exactly what Rashbam is coming to say. In certain cases, you need to write two shtarot. Okay, so comes the Gemara and begins. מי ובלבד שיהיה מכירן. So let's go to the first case of the Mishnah. First case of the Mishnah was, you write a get, even though the lady is not there. Or you write a receipt, even though the husband is not there. Because it's advantage to the person anyway. He doesn't have to be there. And as long as the Bedi knows who they're writing for. Ubilvad shem makiran. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Ubilvad shem makir shem ha'ish beget v'shem ha'isha b'shovar. So the Gemara says, who do they have to know? So the Gemara says, when they're writing a get, they have to know the husband. The guy that comes there, he says, my name is Yosef ben Shimon. Please write me a get. So they have to know that he is indeed Yosef ben Shimon. Similarly, when a lady comes to ask for a seat for her ketubah that she's going to get paid, she says, my name is Sarah Bat Rahel. They have to indeed know who she is. Look at Rashbam, why? Shem makir shema ish beget ha-sofer v'ha'edim sirichin shiyakiru shezehu shemo. What are you worried about? Dika lemehash en get ze eda le'ish acher. Maybe the get is going to be written for somebody else. V'yavod l'ramot u'lagbot ketubah l'shum isha. What is she going to do? What is the guy going to do? He's going to get take a ketubah from a different lady. Why? Kedetna notziya get v'en ima ketubah gove ketubata. Which means this guy is going to come along. There's another guy with his name. He's going to put another guy's name, his name on it. He's going to call himself, or let's say, he's going to call himself Yosef ben Shimon. There's another Yosef ben Shimon over there. Now what happens? He tells the Bedi, yeah, write me a get over Yosef ben Shimon. The wife's name is the same. He's going to go now, take out go give it to that lady. The lady will come to the Bedin. Oh, there's a ketubah. There's a get. And now she's going to take out a ketubah from that husband. From the other guy. And they'll split it. You understand? He comes along. Hey, what's your name? He doesn't show ID, doesn't show anything. My name is Yosef ben Shimon. Hi, Yosef ben Shimon. How can we help you today? Please, could you write a get to my wife? Oh, okay. Baruch Abba. They write Yosef ben Shimon. Now he takes it. It happens to be his name, or the name that he gave, and the lady's name. There's somebody else over there. He goes to that lady. He planned it already. He says, here's the get. Now, what does she have? She has a get. Her husband's also Yosef ben Shimon. Right? He faked the name. So now the husband's Yosef ben Shimon. So she, oh, have a get. Now what does she do? She goes to Beit Din. Hey, the guy, my husband didn't pay me my ketubah. He's screaming, hey, I never divorced. You never divorced. She's holding a get. You never divorced. So therefore, they say, you better know who this guy is. When the guy comes to the Beit Din, he says a name. You better know who the guy is because he could play this whole trick. Similarly, look at the next Rashbam. V'shema isha b'shuvar. Shelo terameh letno le'ish shigiresh eshto. Right? Which means, if you're not going to know the lady says, please write me a receipt for my ketubah. What's your name? Sarah Bat Rahel. They don't ask any questions. They write Sarah Bat Rahel. This is to testify. She got paid the ketubah. What does she do now? She goes to another man who's married to Sarah Bat Rahel, gives him the shovar. Now, Sarah Bat Rahel, the other one, hey, pay me my ketubah. I paid you already, I have a shuvar. They could make a trick like that. So the Gemara says, make sure you know who's coming in front of you before you write, because they could make a false name, give it to somebody else, and cause problems. So the Gemara says, Yativ Rav Safra, Veravacha, Barhuna, Veravuna, Barhenina, Viyativ Abaye Gabayu. The rabbis were sitting together. V'yatve v'kame ba'ya lehu shema ish baget in shema isha la shema isha b'shovar in shema ish lo. You're telling me in the get you only have to know the husband's name. What, not the lady? In the get there's two names. Or in the shovar, you tell me you only have to know the lady's name, not the husband's. But since the chara, if you're worried about trickery, you should verify both people. So Gemara says v'lichush Dilma katav gita. Maybe they're going to write a get. Ve'azal umamte le le'itete de'ach. Which means, even though you're going to verify his name, let's say you verify his name, but maybe what? If you're not going to verify the girl's name, he'll go give this get to another lady who has the same name as his wife. He's going to give the, or has the same name, the husband has the same name. He comes along, Yosef ben Shimon. They say, hey, we know the halakha. prove that Yosef ben Shimon takes out his license, takes out his papers. Oh, they prove him, he's Yosef ben Shimon. Okay, beautiful. So they write Yosef ben Shimon. What's your wife's name, by the way? Sarah bat Rachel. They don't ask, because the Gemara doesn't have to ask. Okay, he's divorced to Sarah bat Rachel. What is he going to do now? He's going to go to another guy, right? Give the get to Sarah bat Rachel. She's going to hold the get that she's divorced. And then what is she going to do? She's going to get married. And really she's Eshet Ish. But she wanted to get a divorce from her husband. She couldn't get a divorce. So this guy went with the way, verified his name. Didn't verify the other girl's name, because the Gemara doesn't have to verify it. Give the get to her. Now she can go, she's free. Vizimnin, or similarly, when it comes to the ketubah, when it comes to the shuvar, the receipt. Dilma vizimnin azla kadva isha shuvar. Similarly, or delav dila, right? Can I have a receipt for my ketubah? Yes. What's your name? Sarah bat Rachel. Prove it to me. She shows a license, whatever. They prove that Sarah bat Rachel got paid the ketubah. But what? They don't prove who the husband is. What is she going to do? She'll go give it to a husband that has that same name, and he has the shuvar. That what? That he paid the ketubah already. No, he didn't pay the ketubah. So therefore, why are you telling me you only have to know their names? You should have to know their spouse's name as well. Amalu Abaye, Hachi Amar Rav, Shema Ish Beget, Vuhadina Shema Isha. Shema Isha Vishuvar, Vuhadina Shema Ish. You're right. You need to know both. You need to have to both names. When we said one or the other, we meant both. Vuhadin. So Gemara says, we still have a problem. Let's say a guy comes to the Bet Din. Let's say the get case. What's your name? My name is Yosef ben Shimon. Prove it. He proves it. Okay. Who are you getting divorced to? Sarah bat Rachel. Prove it to us that Sarah bat Rachel is your wife. He proves it. Okay, but they're right. Yosef ben Shimon is getting divorced to Sarah bat Rachel. All the names are verified. They give the get to the guy. You're not out of the woods yet. Why? What are you worried about? Yosef ben Shimon, maybe there's two Yosef ben Shimons. How do you know? Maybe there's two living in the same places. The dilma, what's going to happen? Kativ gita, ve'azil mamte le tete deach, and he's going to give the get to the other wife, which means maybe you have two Yosef ben Shimons over here. Let's say they have the same wives' names. So how do you know? You're verified. Yes, he is indeed Yosef ben Shimon. She is indeed Sarah bat Rachel. So what? Maybe it is. What? It's not possible. You have two people with the same names. Now what is he going to do? How could you ever give a get? That's the Gemara's question. How could you ever give a get? Maybe you have two couples with the same names. So even though you verified this guy Yosef ben Shimon and Sarah bat Rachel, he's going to go, yeah, Yosef ben Shimon, give it to get the different lady. And you're going to have problems. So what is it going to help you? So the question is, how do you ever write a get? Even if you verify the names, you could always give it to somebody else. So don't worry, we fixed that. We have an insurance on that one. How do you fix it? Shnei Yosef ben Shimon adarim be'ir ahat, en migarshin nishutehen, el azeh b'fnei zeh. When there's a case where we have two names similar, they have to divorce. And one of them comes to give a divorce, you have to bring the other one there, the other couple there also. Because then, if he gives it to the wrong lady, the other guy is going to scream, hey, that's my wife you're giving it to, what are you doing? So therefore, whenever you have two similar names in the town, and one of them wants to get divorced, you have to bring the other Yosef ben Shimon and his wife there to be present. Why? Again, what are you worried about? Yosef ben Shimon is going to give it to the other wife. Now, if the husband of that wife is standing there, he's going to scream, hey, what are you doing? You're giving it to the wrong lady. So therefore, the insurance is, they both have to be there at the same time. So Gemara says, you still have a problem. V'lichush dilma azil mata aharita. Oh. You tell him, okay, Yosef ben Shimon, they verify his name. What happens? In the town, there's no other Yosef ben Shimon. Okay, beautiful. No other Yosef ben Shimon. Write him he says his name is Yosef ben Shimon. Right? We verify it. What's going to happen? He's going to take the get to a different city. ומחזיק לשמי ביוסף בן שמעון.
And he's going to what? He's going to establish his name to be Yosef ben Shimon.
וכתב גיטה, וממתל לאיתתה דהאח.
Which means he's still not out of the woods. Let's say a guy, forget it, he goes to a different town. They don't know him. It's possible people don't always live in the town. He's a stranger, comes to the new town. Comes to shul. What's your name?
He's a wise guy, this guy.
My name is Yosef ben Shimon. Now he's making up a name, he's making up an alias over here. So even when the guy says his name, Yosef ben Shimon, maybe he's giving you a fake name. And if he's giving you a fake name, so now what's going to happen? He can go give the get to somebody else's wife in the same scenario, which means you don't solve it always. Because if a guy who you don't know, so prove it to me, here make documents, we don't know the guy. Well, normally when a guy comes to bed, we know the guy, Yosef ben Shimon, we're witnesses that know who the guy is, they could testify that that's the Yosef ben Shimon indeed. But not always do you know who the guy is. The guy goes, let's say somebody would come down to the shul, we don't know who he is. Hey, what's your name? Yosef ben Shimon. Okay, he stayed there for a couple of days, he goes up to the Torah, they call him Yosef ben Shimon, we don't know who he is. Could be he's tricking us. And now you're going to write a get, he's going to go give the get to somebody else that has the same problem. So Amar Lehu Rav Huna bar Hanina, Hachi Amar Rav, Kol Shechuzak Shemo Be'ish Shloshim Yom, En Hosheshim Lo. If he lives in the town for 30 days, we don't suspect that he's tricking anymore. Jeez, a person is not going to go for 30 days on a false alias. For 30 days, a guy lives in the town, and he has a certain name that he's using, you could assume that that's who it is. So the Gemara says, good, Lo Et Hazek Mai. But if he didn't stay 30 days in the town,
once again.
And he wants a get. He comes into the town, he's in the get for 2 weeks. Listen, for 2 weeks he's been calling himself Yosef ben Shimon. I want to get now, write me a get. What are you going to do now? Maybe he's not. So Amar Abaye, Dekaru le ve'ane. Oh, so they trick him. How do they trick him? The guy's coming, his name is not Yosef ben Shimon. His name is Avraham. What do they do? They try to trick him to prove that he's lying. They try to catch him off guard. So what does it do? They call him, and he answers. Look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, which name are they going to call him?
Yosef ben Shimon.
And they're going to see
the name that he claims.
Right.
He
claims his name is Yosef ben Shimon, let's say. Meanwhile, it could be somebody else. We don't know if he's telling the truth. He's only here for 2 weeks. So what do? They call him quickly. Hey, Yosef. Right. And they see if he... Does he turn? Does he jump? So they catch him. So, okay, that's his name. If they call Yosef and he doesn't move, the guy's the faking. Mm-hmm. So they try to call him quickly. So if the guy's faking, they're going to call him Yosef. He's just going to sit there. And then, too late, it's not you. So the Gemara says, come on. A faker knows that trick also. So the Gemara says, yeah. Rav Zvid Amar, Ramma'a b'ramma'ute Zahir. Of course, the trickster in trickery is careful. So therefore, when they're going to call him Yosef, right away he's trained. He works on that before he comes to the Beit Din. He has a guy call him Yosef always, and he looks up, meaning that's not going to prove anything to us. Yeah, he'll jump. So therefore, that's a case where you're going to have to be concerned. A case where a guy comes to the bed and he doesn't have a hazakah for 30 days, then already you have to be hoshesh. That could be the guy is tricking, according to at least one opinion, because you can't test him. So in that case, they'll tell him, come back in 2 weeks. We won't give the get before, unless the guy's living in the town for at least the 30 days. Right. Right. That's what the Rashbam says also. Look at the Rashbam. Biram me'ute. Yeda' v'yizahir la'anot hilkach en takana ad l'tchazek. There's no takana until he makes hazakah for 30 days. So therefore, basically, that's what we covered. Two Yosef and Shimon's in the same town, we fixed it. Let them both come and give in front of each other so nobody will have a worry. Stam a guy coming after 30 days, you have to suspect that he's lying.
Because somebody's not going to keep a false alias for more than 30, because he's worried he's going to get caught himself. Less than 30 days, you have to wait till it's 30 days till he has Hazakah in his name, and then you give the get. Baruch Amen.